you know, it's quite a new trailer. These people, it's a one-owner trailer, and they've been to every state, every province, and to Panama with this trailer. So it's got over 200,000 miles on it. So it's in great shape. They maintain it to the nth degree. But I see problems showing up in this because of, you know, obviously high mileage. But that certainly wasn't the only one, but it's definitely the newest one I've seen it on. But I've seen other ones where there were like early 80s 34-footers that didn't have any sign of this problem coming on. But it's one of these things where I don't think you should wait to have the whole front end separate, because it's an awful lot cheaper to add this plate in when the thing is still in one piece than it is when it's all broken away.
Right. So, fix the cause, not the symptom. Problem is, with the backyard mechanics, the getting to the cause is overwhelming. Can be.
Well, yeah, they don't understand the structural integrity of it. You know, sadly, some of these, well, some of them, actually all of the ones that I've had to repair, they've had it in at the service center, and they had added in at some point, you know, when these symptoms started showing up, they took it to the service center and they added a bunch of screws or rivets down in the banana wrap there, and that theoretically solved it. And I think that solved it for, you know, until they got, you know, outside of Ohio or something, and then, you know, those 6 extra screws or 10 extra screws or whatever went in there just started to shear away as well. Because once the thing starts breaking, what it does is it acts literally like a zipper, and it starts undoing those rivets all the way around the front, all the way to the end of the end cap. That's why it's like a giant mouth, or like an alligator mouth opening. You know, it's has it curves all the way around.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Scott, for saying that in. Interesting perspective, and another thing, another pro, I guess, for vintage trailers for having that plate to begin with.
Yeah. Should point out, you know, that I've never seen that happen on any 30-footer, 28-footer, 29-footer, whatever, on anything earlier than, you know, the early 80s. Everything earlier than that that had that plate, even when they're badly rotted out in the front, it never gets so buggered up like these other ones that I've seen.
All right, there you go. Got an email from Roger. Roger says, just bought an Airstream, looking forward to renovating it. This is probably a good question for you, Frank. Wondering about the wood used in trying to match some of the cabinets. It looks like it was pickled. Can you see the grain through the finish? I think he meant to send a picture, and he didn't. Well, he has a link here. Maybe I could... Nope. Well,
depending on the year, it might not even be wood.
Yeah, he didn't say enough about it, and I don't see a picture.
Might be pickled plastic.
Bummer. Yeah. Well, what are some good, in general, I guess, techniques for matching wood?
Take it to a place that matches stains. You know, when I had my cabinet making business, I have a place I can go to that provides finishes, and I can go with, as long as I know the species, I can go with a sample of plywood and an original, and they'll match a stain to match that color exactly.
Like a computer matching for paint? Something like that?
No, actually, this involves a little bit of talent. A person actually mixes various stains with tints and so forth to get the exact match of that finish on the wood.
Oh, like something on this old house, huh?
Oh, kind of, but it's more like this old architectural millwork firm. A lot of cabinet makers, architectural millwork firms will use that. They'll bring a stained piece of wood and they'll a piece of what they're making the new wood out of and have a stain match.